So our next applicant is Sheikh Reg Ali, and Beth Lemke is our first reader.
Again, another stronger application. I thought that, again, they've been around since 2004. They are working with visual performing literary arts. I wouldn't say it's a super concern, but they have a large campus. And with a large campus, that's long-term strategy when it comes to taking care and having funds to maintain. I think it was a 2.5-acre campus. But they have mostly seasonal programming. When they described it, a Halloween program, a Santa program, woodland gathering, women art parties, garden tours, a weekend art adventure. And what stood out to me was a fifth-grade service learning project that they cited. And they also recognize that they do have an economic impact to the Mineral Point area. From an organizational and financial management, they do have an organizational plan set by board with mission, core values, vision, and long-range plans with 7 key directives. They did have one of the nicer laid-out portions. They included a marketing plan. Their 990 matched their application of having a positive 15 deficit in 16 and 17. Their explanation and the financial concern I have was that they do have a debt, and they have, in my opinion, a fairly large line of credit. But again, that's one of those things that it's interesting just to see. From a community partnership, they have a curriculum committee, which they cited as a fairly good structure, which evaluates enrollment data, student and instructor feedback, and determines how to improve the overall arts education experience. And they have made adjustments based on their partnerships with the chamber and even with Pendarvis as a historic site, so not duplicating programming or going up against programming. They're paying a closer attention to what's happening around them. And then from the planning and evaluation, obviously, they cited a marketing plan was attached with then efforts to, within the community, how they were going to market within outlined, and they used Google Forms for collection of evaluation data and had a couple examples uploaded for us to review. So that is kind of my summary.
Great.
Thank you. Beth Bonnie, would you like to comment?
I like their winter writer's residencies, where they have week-long residencies to award-winning Wisconsin authors and free community readings. I thought that was a nice example of outreach to the entire state. Their current season brochure, I thought, was very interesting because it had everything from raising backyard chickens to hot a copper bracelet. I wish that they would have fully explained what the Arts Point Cooperative is and what their plan to address the deficits they've been running is. They had a $33,000 deficit in 17 and a $46,000 in 16. And I didn't feel like they directly addressed that. I would also be curious, just never having been there, about the origin of their name, if that would be part of the history narrative.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you have any comments?
Yes, I thought that they have extraordinary staff credentials and extraordinary brochures. I was fascinated by the fact that their 990 form contained very specific weekly hour estimates for the board members, 1.61 hours per week, for example, and that wasn't the only one. That's simply a comment, but it indicates the degree of attention that they give to their program. Love the variety and the the quality of the programs they put together. I like the comment, we embrace change while honoring tradition. That's one of their values. The educational materials they submitted were promotional materials, not instructive materials. They educate people about the fact that the organization exists, but not, but they are not themselves, educational, if you will. I think that they have a solid sustainability plan outlined, but I'm not sure that the means to accomplish it are fully developed. And their marketing plan assumes that they know the audience for their programs. I'm wondering if they could find some means of reaching beyond the known to find new constituents. I didn't find that in their current planning.
Nice. Thank you. All right. If that is the extent of the commentary, and that was really helpful, certainly to me as I take notes, then please go ahead and score.
I am sent.
I'm sent too, sorry. I was
had also.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Good. Karen, I do not have the readers for Girls Rock Milwaukee.
They are. Beth Bonney is primary, and Beth Lemke as secondary.
BB, would you like to go ahead?
With Girls Rock?
Yes.
Girls Rock Milwaukee basically does
I'm sorry to interrupt. Beth, I'm sorry to interrupt. And John, I'm sorry too. Somehow I managed to mess around with our order. The order, the final order here has Madison Area Concert Handbells coming in first, and that is because as we organize these, we go from smallest to largest budget. And so, John, I'm apologizing to you for that misordering, but the Madison Area Concert Handbells are all of the three music applicants are voluntary artists, and the Madison Area Concert Handbells have the smallest budget coming in at $17,851. So if we could please have them first, then Wausau Symphony Band, and then Girls Rock Milwaukee. That would be great. So Beth Bonney is still up, but I'm going to ask her to switch out and
switch gears.
Indeed.
Switch gears. Yeah.